We all know by now that California is suffering through a crippling drought. The reason, though, that things haven't been worse is that we're skating by on water brought up from deep inside the ground.
What happens is when there's not much rain or surface water, people start pumping more and more groundwater, and it just causes basically a depletion in the groundwater supply.
Tom Farr is a geologist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California. He says that relentless drawing down of water leads to changes in the land.
That amount can be anywhere from a few inches to a few feet per year.
Keeping an eye on how much the ground is sinking gives an indication of how quickly the water is being depleted. The drop is detectable through old-fashioned surveying techniques and GPS monitors. But GPS stations are few and far between in subsidence hotspots like the Central Valley. And traditional surveying is laborious and expensive. So Farr and other researchers have started to use a new technique, one that calls on satellites, which allows them to map, from space, the vertical resolution of the ground to within less than an inch. If that sounds amazing to you, Farr agrees.
It's almost miraculous how that works.
And now that the state of California has passed laws mandating that groundwater must be monitored and managed to be sustainable, it's up to people like Farr to make those measurements. Last week, he completed the first of many maps for the California Department of Water Resources, with data collected by the European Sentinel-1 satellite. Those maps could become an important part of helping the state retain its groundwater and become drought resilient. Many regions cannot get by without that groundwater.
If we continue to pump it at the rate we're pumping, one day, it's not going to be there.
Rosemary Knight is a geophysicist at Stanford. Knight is concerned for places like Monterey County, which gets almost 100% of its water supply from the ground. She says an area drawing too much water gets into trouble long before the water actually runs out.
If the water levels get too low, there's no longer water going into our rivers and streams and creeks that support the natural ecosystems that are essential for ensuring the quantity and quality of fresh water that we have.
And as you might imagine, there are other big problems with the ground sinking by feet each year. It damages surface infrastructures, like aqueducts, bridges, train tracks, and roads. In some places, the aquifer can collapse, so water storage space can be lost permanently. Despite the severity of problems, Knight is optimistic that the new techniques available to image the Earth from space will help. She likens it to improvements made in medicine, thanks to imaging techniques like MRIs and CAT scans.
In the same way that medical imaging has revolutionized the approach to human health, my vision is that Earth imaging can revolutionize the approach to ensuring the health of our groundwater systems.
Just like doctors no longer need to poke holes in the patient and make blind guesses. For the state of California, that's a welcome change. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.